Okay, we are still on. We're at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Omud Beis. The Gemara had introduced this idea. About Hafarat Nedarim. That you could do Hafarat Nedarim Belev. That a husband could do Hafarat Nedarim Belev. We left off with this question last week.
One obvious question is, if you could do Hafarat Nedarim Belev, why do you need to have certain words?
What do you mean?
Like the pasuk, like the part right before was saying like how you have to say these words
right.
And not these words.
Precisely.
But if I can do it in my heart, then why do I need to say certain
words? Not only are you required to do it bal peh, but you have to do a specific phrasing. So how could it be that you're allowed to do it, that it would work if you do it mentally, when we say balev, meaning mentally? So there are a whole variety of answers to this, and I want to run through some of them on the outside, as they say. And I want to look at this Rambam. So, and as the Gemara quotes this Braisa, that a husband who wants to do Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos, so that's how we got onto this topic. Since doing Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos is undesirable, according to one opinion, because it's like a weekday type thing, so the Gemara, the Braisa says he should do it Belev, instead of Bapeh. So, in other words, the Braisa says, what should he do? She takes the Hafaras Nadarim, she's never going to eat these cashews again. So he takes the cashews and says, eat, sweetheart. And the act that he's forcing these cashews on her is a sign that he is not desirous of her neder not to eat cashews. And that itself is the Hafaras Nadarim. Rabbi Yochanan says that even though saying eat the cashews is not exactly the lashon of Hafaras Nadarim, therefore he should do the proper Hafaras Nadarim Balev, which is what introduces this idea. And then the Gemara adds another brisa that quotes Beis Hillel that says both on Shabbos and also on a weekday it's enough for a husband to do Hafaras Nadarim Balev. And apparently there's no requirement to say it Bapeh at all.
But what was this whole deal that we had before with the guy? He puts on the donkey, he puts on the
and stomach. that's precisely the question that we were left with that you've been puzzling over all week. I don't know how you managed to.
I looked ahead. Okay. I'll be honest, but I still don't understand.
What?
Well, he said we should look ahead. Otherwise, you know, it just makes it's not me. It's the whiskey.
So how does Beis Hillel, in other words, Beis Hillel is an even bigger question. It's according to Rabbi Yochanan, he does two things. He says, eat the cashews, which is not exactly the Lashon of Hafarat Nedarim, but there is a verbal declaration that if you read...
That was the part we didn't...
That's the...
I think we didn't get started.
I think that's where we ended also.
I think we read it right before it.
Oh, yeah?
I think we did Be'Hillel.
It's talking about the Be'Tanya, Be'Shamay, and Be'Shana. No, we finished it.
Oh, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.
Right. But in other words, when Beis Hillel says you have to take it and eat it, no, in other words, when the Braisa says take it and eat it, which is not exactly the Lashon of Hafaras Nedarim, but at least is some kind of verbal declaration.
The intent is pretty clear.
The intent is, it's a verbal declaration only if you read between the lines and you know the context, but it's at least he's saying something. Even if he's not saying Mufarlechi, Mufarlechi, Mufarlechi. What?
He says, you know, boy, eat these cashews now.
Yeah.
That's why she doesn't eat them.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Just by her not eating them, she's showing she's like making another neder.
No. No. No.
She made a verbal neder.
She made a neder. Yeah. And if this saying, eat these cashews, is a hafara, whether she eats the cashews or not, the neder is mufar, and it would be mutter for the eat the cashews. If she takes a neder that she's not gonna eat, she's never gonna eat cholent. Shabbos morning she makes a neder she's never gonna eat cholent. And at 4 in the afternoon, before he goes to mincha, he says, "I'm mefer that neder." He sees how much she suffered by not having the chont. So she's not obligated to then eat the chont.
I understand. What he said before was, here, eat these cashews. He didn't say, I'm going to make her eat these cashews now.
Right.
But she didn't.
So if she doesn't eat it, fine. Maybe she doesn't want the cashews right now. But she's no longer bound by the neder.
My question is this. My wife makes...
People that are listening to the recording, hearing me chew, should understand that I chose the example of cashews because Saul brought a plate of cashews.
She makes a neder not to eat the cashews. He wants to test her to see how serious really she is about this neder, or is she snob just joking around? Like, oh, I should never eat these cashews. I'll never eat these cashews.
No.
So he says, here, eat these cashews. You don't really know if his intent is to be made fail, or his intent is to test her.
No. No. And that is, first of all, it's all talui bekavanat libo.
Okay.
In other words, if he says, she makes a neder. He doesn't know that she made a neder. She makes a neder not eating cashews. He doesn't know anything about it. He says, oh, honey, try these cashews. They're delicious. That does not constitute a fart nedarim l'chol adayot. Right? But if he's saying, since on Shabbat he's prevented from using the regular lashon of a fart nedarim, but he says, eat, that indicates that the indication that he wants for her to violate the neder is an indication that he has uprooted the neder.
No, that's what I read here. Because it said,
no.
And then,
Tliva Tishti, end quote.
Reading the punctuation here on the Seinfeld. Tliva Neder
Batel Me'alav, Steinsaltz says that's part of the quote? That's part of what he says?
No, a part of before Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vitzarich Shivatel Belibo.
Beseder.
No, so it wouldn't be enough just to...
According to Beis Hillel, it's enough that he just does it belibo.
Right, but even just the indication, in other words, it's not enough just to say, eat it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you also have to do...
According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not enough. According to Rabbi Yochanan.
You would think that he needed...
But Beis Hillel says it's enough if he does it just belibo.
No, Beseder. No, I don't think Rabbi Yochanan... I don't think... Again, maybe I'm reading differently, but... I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Sixth of Tablibo, Tanya, so we're having a slightly new thing here. In other words, Rabbi Shabbat Tablibo, Bechol Motzim, Sadabin Hilum Rim, Achazim, Achazim, Tablibo. In other words, they're not, Rabbi Yochanan was just saying, that was a different section. Rabbi Yochanan was clarifying that it's not enough just to say, take and eat, you have to also do Bitul Belibo. And then, Beit Shammai said you can do Bitul Belib on Shabbat and on Chol. And Rabbi Hillel said you could even on Chol. But it wasn't discussing this issue. There's no machloka between Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is just clarifying whether it's enough to say, to indicate that you want to be mevatal the neder by, how about being mefred the neder by saying eat. And he would say it's not enough. Yeah, I'll have to do that.
So let's read the Gemara from the first wide line. Lo yomar adam leishto b'shabbat mufar lechi batel lechi kederech shomer la b'chol. Ella omer la tli v'achli tli v'shti. Take and eat. And if he does that, haneder batel me'alav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tzarech shivatel b'libo.
In addition to
whatever it is, telling her, drink this, eat this, he has to also, in his heart, be mevatil it. Tanya, here's another brisa. Beit Shammai omrim b'shabbat mevatil b'libo b'chol motzi b'sfatav. But Beit Hillel omrim echad ze mevatil b'libo ve'ein tzarich lehotzi b'sfatav. Okay. So what is this whole idea of being mevatel b'libo? It's your question.
You have to have kavanah.
No, you certainly have to have kavanah, but how could it be that when you're mevatel, only for people to come on time?
Yeah, how could it be?
I really didn't come to drink, so it's okay.
But once you're here.
Well, once you're here.
Your wife doesn't even know the truth. Your wife doesn't know that you've been in the mevatel. How can she...
I'm sorry, say again?
You're asking, how can it be?
I wasn't part of it.
Because your wife won't even know.
Ah, that's a different question. What the wife knows, what the wife doesn't know. So here's a variety of answers, which I will run through.
I was going to ask you afterwards, I didn't want to interrupt, but... Wow.
Our eldest went to the army this week.
I saw the book pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. What did they go to?
Givati.
Not on Facebook. He's good.
We've spoken to him, you know, each day for about a minute.
Is he first?
What?
Is he first?
He's our eldest, yes. That's what they say.
Yeah.
He said that he already has blisters.
That's good.
The boots are uncomfortable. I guess that's the shifshuf they were talking about.
The shifshuf is not the one the army gave me.
So here's 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 different approaches to this question. The Rosh and Tosfot, in one explanation, say that the hafara can actually be done in your mind. Where do you get that idea? Just like the Gemara previously had said that the hakama can be done, belev. She takes a neder, he can either be mefir, he can be mekim, or pocket veto. Pocket hakama, actually, not pocket veto. So if in his heart he is making the neder, then he gives up on his rights to subsequently be mefir.
But there's a very big difference between hakama and hafara.
Yes.
Because in hakama, in other words, she's already made the neder. If you do the hakama, belev, then it doesn't matter. She's doing what she's already. You just haven't stopped the neder.
This was my example last week of the merry-go-round.
Yeah. Right.
Also, like you point out,
the hafara, how does she know that she can now eat cashews?
The same is, so he has to subsequently inform her that she's been released from her neder.
How about this? That could be clarified. What if he says, what if she's not there and he's there for the neder, but she still would have to tell her.
She doesn't have to be made for making
it. The point is that he's going to be tell her after Shabbat when you can tell her.
Or whatever.
Or not.
But if he doesn't tell her that he's been made for her, ever, then what's the...
Then she's going to deprive herself of cashews leshov. And if the Yetzirah gets her and she eats the cashews, it turns out that in fact was not Oster. I guess. But it's true, but he should inform her. It's proper to inform her.
So maybe the news is because he knows she's kind of weak. She's not cashews. Or the chocolate.
I don't know. I guess we could debate whether this is nice or not. We could think your wife is over there. You can check with her. But
spreading on this point, it's like what you spoke to us at the beginning. When you have... Your wife makes a neder, you have 3 choices. I can allow it, I can disallow it, or I can do nothing. So if I allow it in my heart, it's the same thing as if I did nothing, because no one knows about it. Oh, I know about it.
Well, the point is, in other words, the point is there or isn't there a neder? Right? Is there a chalot of a neder? Has the neder been canceled, or is the neder in effect? And that will then impact on the status of her eating this or not eating that.
Especially that day.
Especially that day, right?
So, you're right. I know. I see it. Does have
so if he is making balev, it's a hakama.
No.
Isha yikimena, Isha yiferena. There's the gzera shava of the two. So just like he can be making balev, he can be mefer balev. When the Gemara says that a hafara can't be done mentally, it means that it doesn't suffice to mentally want to annul, to be mefer the neder. But one actually has to say the words in his mind. Mufar lechi, mufar lechi, mufar lechi.
I mean, the truth is, there's no real... Like I said, you could be doing it all by himself. Like, what's the difference, tachas? If he thinks it, or if he says it's not like a Beit Din or something, he has to hear it, and he's by himself in a room and no one does it, so it's like, you know...
You've got to be Masada Kedushin tomorrow night. What happens if the Chatan just thinks Hariat Mikudesh?
No, the Seder, but that can't be done in the Yechidut. You can't have a wedding. You have Edim, you have so you hear something, like you know, what if you...
What happens if you just think Kiddush to yourself?
What if you just think about making a Neder to yourself? Maybe let's keep in the word of the Nidarim. If you think of making a Neder to yourself, that probably to a degree counts, I imagine.
Why?
Because it has the integrity of a
maybe not. If I think about transferring 500 shekel to you.
You think about somebody, no, but there's not even a havamina that you would say that a neder might be different if for taking it upon yourself in your head.
What?
There's not even a havamina.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think about taking a neder, like, you know,
we say something about like Ben. I mean, and we always say with the caveat that it doesn't really count. But I'm sure in the Hatorah we say in our Roshana something about Ben Belayev or Ben Belayev or something. There's something, you know.
Yeah, because in other words, morally, if you make a commitment to yourself, you should keep that commitment. You're not bound by it the way that you're bound by a neder, where you say, I take a neder, I'm never going to eat these yucky Doritos again. No offense.
No, it's all right. I'll put something else in there. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
What do we get when we finish this gentleman, Jack?
Well, first, let's finish it, then we'll talk.
Isn't there a concept, I forget the exact phrasing of it, a choshev ke'one or something like that?
Shit.
A choshev ke'one is not something...
Shomea ke'one. That's something else entirely. That's about answering amen.
Yeah.
Who has to say Kiddush on Friday night? You're going to invite me to your house on Friday night. Not this Friday night that we're already taken, but we're free most Shabbatot for meals. We've been waiting so long. So you're going to invite me to come to your house Friday night for dinner. Who has to make Kiddush?
Can you inform me when you're not like 11 people at home?
11 people? We never have 11 people. Who has to make Kiddush?
No. Someone who hasn't yet
Everyone.
Kiddush.
Everyone has to make Kiddush. Right? Which is why you'll say, would you like to make your own Kiddush? Right. And I'll say, I'll be yotze with you. Did it ever happen? You say, yes, a guest, you want to make your own Kiddush? And they said, yes?
Yes.
I remember.
It's rare.
It was, but it didn't happen once.
Right.
My wife always puts the big Kiddush cup.
So you'll say, you want to make your own Kiddush? I'll say, no. How am I going to be able to say Kiddush without reciting Kiddush? You're going to say Kiddush. I'm going to answer. I'll say Amen. And it's. No, we were Yotzei, the rabbinic the Torah obligation of being of Zachor at Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, but we were not Yotzei, the rabbinic injunction of the rabbinic decree of reciting the text of Kiddush over Kos Yayin. So how did I? So I said Kiddush through the cut and paste of Shomea Ka'one. You said it, I listened, I answered Amen, and my Amen is an ascent, and it's ki'ilu I recited. You recited it for me.
But isn't Shomei Ka'one?
Saying it's a different. Why it's called Shomei Ka'one? Ka'one sometimes means to answer. Sometimes one means to recite. If I hear it, it's as if I'm reciting. But that's for certain things. Certain things that if you...
Well, if you're in the middle of davening and you're starting Kedusha, you think Kedusha in your
right
mind.
It says, Shomei HaKohen Edesh, the Shlech Tzibur's Motziyu. So that's for certain things. For other things, it's not the case. But thinking things is not exactly the same. In other words, if I have to pray, if I have to say Kriyat Shema, it's not sufficient for me to think Kriyat Shema. It's not sufficient for me to think Brachot. It's not sufficient for me to think Hariat Mikudeshetli without making a verbal declaration. Anything that requires a verbal declaration requires you to recite it, or to be Yotze through Shemaya Ka'one in the things that you're allowed to be Yotze Shemaya Ka'one, which is not everything.
What Dave was referring to is where it says,
"What are we looking
at? This is Torah Nedarim." So talking about
right, a Kabbalah Shebalev, but it's not the same exactly as a neder.
So you said the Tosfos says you have to say about Tosfos and Rosh, you have to say.
So nevertheless, you have to quote unquote recite it to yourself in your heart. In other words, you can't on Shabbat you don't say Mufalechi, Mufalechi, Mufalechi. You think Mufalechi, Mufalechi in your heart, and you say, "Honey, drink this, eat this."
Or not.
Or, well, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
I'm Bezer Shlav, you're telling.
What?
Like you said, Bezer Shlav, yeah. You're telling.
So the second Brisa, the one where Beis Hillel says that it's enough to do it Balev, so the Rosh says, that's what the Rosh says, even though it's enough to do it Balev, you have to, nevertheless, it's proper to tell your wife that her neder has been cancelled. How does he tell her that? By telling her, drink this. In other words, it's not the drink this, eat this, which cancels the neder. It's the hafara belev which cancels the neder. But having the neder been cancelled, you, the husband, are required to inform the wife, and you inform her by telling her, drink this. Yep.
Could it be that even though it doesn't state it, that Hillel is only talking about on Shabbat, when you shouldn't be mefer a neder, or when you shouldn't be dealing with neders in the first place? Because Beit Shammai...
No, because Beis Hillel says you can also do it during the week. Beis Shammai says this is only for Shabbos.
Which would make sense, because right. You don't really want to do this.
Well, it's not that you don't want to, because there's certain nederim that have to be annulled on Shabbat. But you have to do it with a shinui, as we say.
Right.
The Rosh suggests a second answer. He says that when Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yochanan say that you can be made for the neder balev, they mean, this is a hard nut to swallow. It could mean that yet he has to be motzi bisfatav, but it should be said quietly. He shouldn't make a big declaration out of it, I guess, presumably because that's like the weekday type thing.
Well,
so he does actually have to take the words out of it. The way that we say, like with Kriyat Shema has to be recited orally. And it's not enough, neither for Kriyat Shema nor for any of the tefillot when you daven. You can't just think the davening to yourself. The words actually have to come out of your mouth. Where do we learn that from? From Chana. That's a great liberal feminist point.
Why?
Chana goes to Mishkan and she's davening for a son. And she's davening and the words are coming out of her mouth, but
right.
She's doing it quietly.
Haley
thinks she's drunk. So it's a perfect example in this politically divided age that sometimes you see someone and you make an assumption about them and you presume that they are insincere, you presume that they're motivated by bad motivations, you presume that they're drunk. And in fact, in the realm of Avodas Hashem, you should never make presumptions about another person. Not only was she not drunk, but her prayer was so sincere that we learned from it the din that when you daven, that's how you should daven. So no less than the Kohen Gadol made an error by presuming what somebody else's Avodas Hashem is about. But we learn the din that when you pray, when you daven, when you say brachot, the words have to come out of your mouth. It's not enough to, even though we call it avodah shebelev, the words have to be articulate. Even though we say you should daven quietly, so as not to disturb other people, unless you're like hanging out in Uman with a bunch of Bretz lovers. But nevertheless, the words have to come out of your mouth. And for Kriya Shema, we learn that you have to say Shema loud enough that you can, that your own ear can hear it, right? Even if you say it in an undertone. I was in Lincoln Square 2 Shabbatot ago. So in Lincoln Square, they still do Kriyat Shema out loud, like the old, you know, like that was the old like Kiruv thing. They said they say Kriyat Shema out loud with the drop, yeah. Ve'o ha'afta.
There was that.
I haven't been in Zemrzeit for so long. Right?
Yeah. Well, Zemrzeit,
but it's also a matter of chinuch there.
It's good for.
I've been to other places in America. Also.
And in reality, ideally, one should recite Kriyat Shema with a drop.
I think that's maybe the main reason to do it together, because not everyone can, but when you're doing it anyway as a group, it's much easier.
In NCSY, we used to all three parshiot out loud together with the trumpet. So this idea that when we say, so this is kind of really like, you know, trying to cover all the bases. Because in reality, it's not belev. It really is bapeh, but it's just very...
Also, you could say that the reason why I'm doing it twice is because I don't want to, you know, embarrass my wife. I don't want to make her feel bad. I don't want to put her down.
Right. So why does Beit Hillel not say, according to the read, I understand you want to read it differently. But according to the reading, that Beit Hillel says you could do it belief, but you don't have to even inform your wife.
Right. No, I agree with that. I just think
In other words, according to Beit Hillel, you don't even have to say drink it. That's in the first answer. We said, what's the drink it? The drink it is informed. When is, according to the first answer, Nirosh, so the hafara comes when he thinks it in his heart. So what is the drink it?
Informing.
That's just letting her know that the neder is batel. But the drink it itself does not affect the hafara. So, but according to Beis Hillel, that the hafara is balev, and he doesn't even have to, he doesn't have to say anything. Why does Beit Hillel say you don't have to? So it's not that Beit Hillel thinks you don't have to say anything.
It means that you heard about, you don't have to hear about it from her directly. You can hear about the neder from some other person, right? If you like, the day you hear about it, you're not even there, so you can be milatel. And if she's over, then over on the neder, at least she's safe. She's not in trouble.
Yeah, so that's true, but that's not what the Rosh says. Zerush says, mm-hmm. Beit Hillel probably also thinks you have to tell her that the neder is batel, either by telling her the neder is batel or by telling her drink it, which is kind of like the code for I was mevatel your neder. Because saying drink it has no halachic effect.
That's Rabbi Yochanan said.
Right. In other words, that's, and Beit Hillel, and why? And it's because when is the neder batel? When he says it, whether either when he says it in his heart or whether he says it quietly to himself, right? Ah, yes, of course he should inform her that the neder is batel. But the informing her that the neder is batel does not really have any halachic status, right, besides the fact that it's a nice thing to do, right? So that's why it's not mentioned. Now the Ran explains the hafara can't be done believe. But if in his mind he quote unquote says the right formula and then externalizes that by taking some verbal action like eat this, drink this, then the combination of the two are enough to turn the mental hafara
into a verbal
hafara. Right? It's like guf v'neshama.
But isn't that what we've been saying? Isn't that what Rabbi
Yochanan is saying? No. Well, in other words, the Rush said no. The Rush said that really the mental hafara is sufficient. Right. The mental hafara is sufficient. According to the Ran, saying eat this or drink this is the verbal addition that's required to turn a mental hafara into a real hafara.
I don't understand why that's... I'm sorry, I don't understand why that's different from Rabbi Yochanan.
Because Rabbi Yochanan...
No, it's not. He's explaining.
He's saying it's not that it's different from Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying that Rabbi Yochanan clearly says you have to have both. But it's not clear whether Beit Hillel says you have to have both. You could read Beit Hillel saying it's just enough to have Bitul B'Lev. And he's saying no.
In a regular case, if a husband wants to be made for something, forget on Shabbos. Husband wants to be made for a neder. She takes a neder, no cashews, and he says, honey, eat a cashew. In and of itself, according to the Ran, that is not a hafara. Because it's not b'lashon hafara.
Right.
So according to the Ran, how does this work in our Gemara? Where's the lashon hafara? B'lev. Ah, but lashon b'lev is not enough. When you combine the improper nusach, even though it clearly telegraphs his intention, with the proper nusach b'lev, then A plus B is enough to get you over the threshold, and that's how this works.
That's according to
the Ran says machshavto nikeret mitoch diburo. When he says eat this, that's magale da'ato. It shows that what he was thinking in his heart.
In his heart, what was he thinking? Use the right nusach in his heart, then
it wouldn't work. And echinami, the neder would still be in force.
But you need the words also. These words, the words that Jews drink it.
You need some kind of which
Beit Hillel doesn't seem to be saying.
Right.
So he's explaining. Rabbi Yochanan,
Mufailach.
You couldn't say drink this before the actually.
You're right. It would have to be that way.
And according to the Ran, that means that if she's not there, it's just then just you say it out loud. It's enough anyway. But only when she is there, then you need to.
If she's not there, how do you tell her eat this, drink this?
No, then you would just say it out loud.
No, and it's according to if she's not with you, according to the Rosh, you can say in your heart, Mufalechi, Mufalechi, Mufalechi,
and it's good,
and it's done.
Mm-hmm. Tell her the next day. You'll see her after. You'll see her the next day, and then at least
yeah, and then afterwards you can inform her. But the neder is batel. But according to the Ran, you have to both in your heart say mufalechi, 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 and do this, eat something, drink something.
Or you can just say to her, you can just say out loud to yourself, mufala, 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 and then it'll be done.
No, except that's what you want to avoid doing on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, so during the week.
Right, no, so on Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon you go to shul, and you're sitting there at the shal shudis with the boys. And your neighbor says, I heard your wife took a neder today. Oh my goodness, it's 20 minutes to the shkia. Right? So what does he do? He says in his heart, mufalechi, mufalechi, mufala, mufala, mufala. According to the Rosh, that's enough.
Right.
When he gets home for Avdol, he says, oh, by the way, I heard you took a neder. Don't worry, I took care of that. But according to the Ran, if you do mufala, 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 b'lev,
You also need to have
some kind of externalized speech.
After Abdallah and
then it's the day is past and the neder has not been moved forward.
Maybe you can tell someone else.
So maybe I don't know, but we'd have to figure that out. What would be the case? How would he, if he says, "Oh, I hope my wife is at home eating cashews for Shal Shudas," maybe that would be enough.
According to the Ran,
because that would combine some kind of externalized verbal code plus the proper lashon, belief. But I'm not sure. Now look at the Rambam. What time is it? Okay. It's a few halachot. We can go through them all. Halacha, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel. Oh, gewalt. Halacha Dalad. Hamavatel nidre ishto ubito einot sarich lomar klum. Vinitbatlu kol anidarim. Going to Rambam, you can do it all belev. What? Einot sarich lomar klum. In other words, it has to be something. Halacha hey, umahu abitul sheyikof ota lasot davar shasra ota. Translate that.
What is the forces her to do the things she forbid?
You force her. Right? Kfiya. Not a very PC term. But if you obligate her, if you impose yourself on her to eat the cashews,
so the thing Trump's that president now we don't have to be PC anymore.
Aval hafara eno kofeota ela meferla umenicha imratzta osa veimlo ratzta veimratzta eno osa. She doesn't actually have. This is the answer to your question. She doesn't have to eat the cashew, right? Mm-hmm.
She's not obligated.
She's not obligated, but it's enough that he tries to. Right. But it's not, you know, the word kfiya kofa, kofe, right? This it's a very bote word. Halacha vav. Ketzad nadra o nishba'a shelo tochal o shelo tishte v'amarlo mufarlach. Harei zeh afer. He says to Mufalach, it's the magic wand. Umuteret le'echol v'leshtot. Natal, or Natal v'natanla v'amarlo t'li v'achli t'li v'shdi, that's our Gemara, hare zo ochelet v'shotat v'haneder batel me'elav. How is that different from the Gemara? No, in other words, compare it to the language of our Gemara.
It doesn't discuss it, be too clever.
No, in other words, our Gemara says, Omer la tzli v'achli tzli v'shti v'haneder batal me'elav. Drink this, eat this, drink this, and the neder vanishes. The Rambam says,
the Rambam doesn't require a bit of a life.
No, the Rambam says
she has to actually eat or drink.
Well, it seems like the Rambam says Natal v'natan la v'amar la t'li v'achli t'li v'shti hare zo ochelet and she eats v'shotat or drinks v'neder batel me'elav. Well, you could read the Rambam to say that she has to actually.
I think that's just like the way you say it. I
mean, right. But in other words, this sounds a lot like what Shalom wanted to suggest, that if she refuses to eat or drink, she's, what, renewing the neder? Isn't that what you want to say? Yeah. But I think that David's right. I think that he's just explaining that. Yeah, meaning
but he's interesting. He doesn't. Well, I think it's more interesting. He doesn't mention what Rabbi Yochanan says.
That's
a Shavatel Ribo.
Yep. Hamefer nidre bito ishto, tsarich lahutsi besfatav. V'im hafer b'libo eino mufar, says the Rambam.
See, it seems to me.
But listen a second. Finish reading the halacha. V'im hafer b'libo eino mufar. Aval ha'mivatel eino tzarich lahutzi b'sfatav ela mivatel b'libo bilvad v'kofe ota la'asot bein asta bein lo asta batel aneder.
It seems to me, this might be like a classic, I don't know, like a Brisker thing, that there's a difference between hafaran b'tul. They have different requirements and they're done different ways. Something new, we weren't familiar with this concept of bitul neder versus hafarat neder, but if you're only according to the Rambam, there seems to be different.
Yafeh. And one is a bitul, one is a hafarah, and the other is a
bitul.
Through.
Just the non. The telling her to eat something. Or
right, in other words, the hafarah is through dibur. Mutarlach, mutarlach, mufarlach, mufarlach, and the bitul is through kfi'ah.
What would be the difference between the
Hold on. Whether or not you have to say something.
Well, you can do belay.
Whether it can be done.
But the effect on the nether.
Ah, okay. Then finally, halacha chet, mefirin nedarim b'shabbat. Bein l'tzarech shabbat, bein shelo l'tzarech shabbat. V'lo yamar la b'shabbat mufar lach, kederech shomer b'chol, ela mevatel b'libo v'omer la tzliv v'achli, tzliv v'shti k'yotze b'zeh. Like the Gemara. In other words, you have to, in order to be mefir neder, you have to say the language of the hafara. Or you can be mevatel belev and combine that with
this drink.
What's the word the Rambam uses for that?
Kfiya.
Kfiya. Coercion.
The Sofa Shadavar
accomplishes the same thing in the sense that the neder is cancelled.
Are we talking about semantics here? In other words, if he says in his heart, Mevatel, if he says in his heart on Shabbat, then he mefer. So it seems that mefer, he wouldn't have to be kofer.
Right, but he wouldn't need, is that enough? No, because it says, Hamefer, Sarich Lesibetazav.
On Shabbat, if you can't say the words, you have to add to it the kfi'a. So this might be the nafkamina. In other words, whether or not you have to be present with the wife to do it on Shabbat. Because if you're not with her, you can't have the attempted kfi'a, the attempted coercion. Right, so you're at Shalashudis and you realize you have 20 minutes left to get rid of this neder, and she's a 40-minute walk back at home, and you can't get there before Shkia, so it could be that then you're stuck because you can't perform the act of Kfiya, which is necessary to be Mevatel the Neder on Shabbat.
Well, maybe the nafkamina is that if you're in her presence, then you're able to Mevatel the Neder. But since you're not in her presence, you don't have to be Mevatel the Neder. You can use the actual language.
There's no indication that that's the case on Shabbat.
So today there's no more bitul.
Why?
Because we don't have the kfiya. I mean, I'm being a little sarcastic, but not entirely sarcastic.
No, but it's not kfiya like kofnotat shemarotza.
No, but I'm saying, in other words, if the husband's really in a situation where he can really enforce it, that doesn't count.
But it doesn't physical.
This is not physical enforcement. And in fact, as the Rambam says explicitly, in other words, the Rambam has another use of kfiya by get. Now this is the thing that these guys in Brooklyn or Lakewood, wherever they were, got into trouble for with the cattle prods. Right? Now it's a guy has to give the get of his own free will. So the Rambam says, Kofen oto ad sheyomer rotzeani. You know the Baal Shanim's joke on this. You know, there was an attempt, the proper way. You shouldn't say you shouldn't say ani lo rotze. What's the proper way? What's the more grammatical way to say ani lo rotze? He offered you some gentleman jack. You said ani lo rotze. Because you're very unfriendly. Every week he offers you. So what should you say? What's the proper? Ani rotze.
Ani rotze. Okay.
This is a famous joke. How did you know this joke? As a grammarian.
Maybe heard it. Right.
Ani rotze. So they're at some kennis, and their Mr. Arachinuch is telling them that you have to educate the kids. They have to say "Eni rotze" and not "Ani lo rotze." And the teacher said, "You're crazy. This is you can't get the kids are not going to do this. Like you want the kids walking around talking like Agnon." So the mifakech says, "Kofino tamachiomer achiomer eni rotze."
I have not heard this kid. But no, but so, I mean, even if, but the Rambam explicitly says it when he's talking about Haparah. The example he says is, Minicha, imetzta osa, imetzta ina osa. He can coerce her.
No, and if she doesn't want to eat the cashews, what happens?
No, because the Rambam is discussing in Halacha Hey. He gives two examples. He talks about Bitul in the Reisha, and he talks about Hafara in the Seifa.
Right.
And his example of Hafara is explaining the difference between Hafara and Bitul. Is in Hafara, Minicha, imetzta osa, imetzta lo osa. But it's not applicable in Bitul. In Bitul, mamash kofa, if he doesn't want. That doesn't count.
No. Kofa doesn't mean she has to shove it down his throat.
No, but it wouldn't. No. It doesn't mean she's going to throw it down his throat. I agree. But if she doesn't do it, then it doesn't count. Because there is a degree of kofa.
Where do you see that?
She kofota. She kofota lasso, devar shasva.
Drink it. She doesn't want to drink it. It doesn't matter. Then it is still botel.
So what's the manashmud of the sefer here in Hay? Minicha, imat stara. What does it mean, laniach la? You have to be a nun?
Halacha hei. Umau bitel shichofo ta la'asot davar shasra oto. Aval hafara heina kofa ota ela mefir la umenicha v'imrat stara osa. If she wants kashus, she can wear a kashus. If she doesn't want kashus, she doesn't have any kashus. Right? But hafara is, he says, mutar la, mutar la, mutar la. He could be halfway around the world. What? Or he can say, drink this. And she drinks it and she doesn't drink it. And that act indicates that...
I'm choserbi from my original agreement with you that the difference when he says that she has to eat it is insignificant. I think it is significant now. In halacha, where you compared it to the where she said...
halacha vav.
Yeah, halacha vav.
Natal v'natan la v'amar la tzlivi chli tzlivi shti.
I think now that the Rambam, if he really is, he's making a thing. And there is, I mean, I don't remember where, but the Rambam definitely talks about a husband having the ability to force his wife to do things.
Okay, so now, well, this is, well, we'll have to come back to this next week, but this is the Ravid here. Bring these back next week and we'll finish. Right? So we have a pen?
No, but I can SMS you whatever you want.
You can't assess the kind of little mark I'm going to make here.
You can still